Good morning, Tread. This is a difficult interview, a lot different than our last one, right? You had reached out to me to get a very important message across. First, to kind of clarify exactly what happened to you, and then secondly, after the conversations we've had the last couple of days, your story is very inspiring, and you have a message that everybody needs to hear, especially kids. So why don't we start with
You know what? Why don't we start, Pat, with good morning. It is a absolutely beautiful day in Colorado, not a cloud in the sky. I'm in Denver at the Craig Rehabilitation Hospital. And let me tell you what happened to me. And everybody, stand up and listen, because if it can happen to me, it can happen to you. It is an unbelievable story, which is only an eighth written. But I think it's something that all bow hunters and big game hunters and fishermen and everybody on the site would be interested in. Meantime, I have a two-year contract left with Versus, getting ready to go to black bear hunting up the Ketchikan, spot and stalk. And as many of you know, I'm often accused of not being the best bow hunter on the site, having bad judgment, shooting too far, too short, too left, too right, not being the best stalker, not having any talent with the longbow. And where I'm sitting right now, maybe you're all right. At the end of the story, I think you'll appreciate it doesn't make any difference. Getting ready to go on the black bear hunt, as I always say, I'm shooting the best of my ability and the best I could shoot. Really was shooting nicely, 25, 30 yards, putting them right in there. 2 days prior to the hunt, my wife and I went for an absolute magnificent, beautiful a ride that would bring tears to anyone's eyes. We left Longbow Ranch in Eagle, Colorado, where we live, up over the top of the mountain, climbed up to about 11,000 feet. Aspens are just starting to bud out, the green grass everywhere. Saw two black bear. We don't have a spring season out here in Colorado. And we had one of those marital equestrian horseback rides that was great. No problem, come back to the ranch, have a great dinner. The next day, my wife is going down to Cabo San Lucas, where we own a timeshare for about the last 20 years. So Treadbart is ready, healthy, packed for Alaska, and ready to go. Film crew is getting ready to take off from Seattle up to Ketchikan, and off we go. Next day, I'm ready to go. I'm packed. I don't like to shoot the bow the day I leave. I like to leave it alone for a couple of days. I think other archers are probably, doesn't make any difference whether they shoot a week before. And I went for another ride with two of my ranching buddies. Again, a great ride. Come back that night, and I'm a little sore. Okay? And I'm sore, meaning that my left leg is a little bit sore. I've always had a bad back, meaning that it's always been sore. I was on the U.S. Olympic biathlon team, a scuba diver, jumped out of airplanes. I fell out of a tree 10 years ago in Southampton, New York. But my spine is fine. I'm in good health. I've just always been a little bit sore. Wake up in the morning, and this is where I want everybody on the site, please listen very carefully. There's a difference between sore and gimp. I never really experienced gimp before in my life. My leg, when I woke up in the morning, I had lost about 30 to 40% of my left leg. I was dropping my toe. It was like when you wake up and you have no feeling. I could walk on it, but could only walk on it by supporting it on my right leg. My right leg, I could do a single leg press. Stop. Getting the days of Alaska, I'm getting ready to go. I think it's okay, but I want to be careful. I go to Stedman, who is the greatest clinic in Vail, Colorado. Take a deep breath here. Boom. They do a scan. They do a X-ray. They send me to a neurosurgeon, and they said, "Tread, you've gone ahead and pinched a nerve in your lower lumbar. They give me a kinesiologist by the name of Dr. Palick. Dr. Palick goes ahead and says, come on in, I'll get you readjusted. I'm leaving for Alaska now in 2 days. My leg is getting better. I now have 40% of my leg. My leg is coming back, feeling better. You know, if I got a hobble, if the boys have to carry me, if I got to hunt it, you know, in slow mode, I can do it. Next day, I go to Glenwood Springs. I get 5 cortisone injections. I know this is a bow hunting site, everybody, and I know that I'm going a little bit too far medically, but I want you to hear this, because when you hear what happened, you might understand better that maybe it didn't have to happen, or if you ever see symptoms like this in your kids or a friend, you can do something. Get the cortisone shots, feel good. Next day, go to the kinesiologist. Feeling better. Here I come. Tread Barda on the mend. Leg is 50%. I can raise my leg 50%. I think it's a pinched nerve. Life is good. The day I'm ready to leave for Alaska, I wake up in the morning and I have lost 90% of my left leg. Now keep in mind, I didn't fall off a horse. I didn't, you know, fall out of an airplane. I didn't have any major incident. Nothing that there was no trauma whatsoever in what was about to happen. Okay, I wake up in the morning. I go to see the kinesiologist. I'm driving down I-70 in Vail. I have such an unbelievable pain in my left bowel, you know, just the left side of your groin, that I don't know what to do. I can't drive. I turn the car sideways in the middle of I-70, put the flashes on, and I know someone has got to stop. By luck, a state trooper comes by. He tells me he can't put me in the car without an ambulance. How do I feel? And a miracle of God, or a miracle given to me by God, the pain goes away. He escorts me to the kinesiologist. He won't work on me. They go ahead and do emergency emails to everybody. Go to the ER. I am now taken to the ER, the emergency room at Vail Hospital. And the kinesiologist picks me up, throws me in his pickup truck, and drives me there. My bladder might have burst if he didn't do it. Miracle number two, or luck number two. In the emergency room at Vail, they drain my bladder manually with a catheter. I couldn't do a movement, get rid of the urine. I've got 8 times the amount of urine. My bowels are shutting down. My left leg goes, and in front of me, in absolute horror, my right leg sensation is going. We try to get the helicopter, but it's already off on a flight. They throw me in an ambulance, and I go to the Denver Health Hospital. Here I spend 10 days of the worst nightmare that you can ever imagine. It's a great hospital. Dr. Ernst runs a team, one of the greatest guys going. Guess what, boys? Absolutely paralyzed from the belly button down after the 3rd day at Denver Health. So, here I am. I go through Denver Health. I have bad things, the medication, and it is what it is. Here I am, a healthy, virile, alpha male, just like almost everybody on the site is. And I am now going through a situation that tests every bit of philosophy that you have. I am in the darkest, deepest hole that you can ever imagine. I want to describe it to you because I'm not there now. And I want to describe it to you because it happened. I want you to know that I sat in a dark hotel room with only after 4 days having no legs, and cried like a baby, cried and cried uncontrollably that your entire life was over. Okay, boy, this is getting heavy, Pat. Sorry about it. Let's lighten it up. In the meantime, at some point, you can't go forward without a bottom. And I'm starting. The biggest question we have here is everybody lives by a core philosophy. I believe, and I've said many times before, if you believe in everything, you stand for nothing.